أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أفلا يرون ألا يرجع إليهم قولا ولا يملك لهم ضرا ولا نفعا.
In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the moment when Musa alayhi salam had left his community and he put Harun alayhi salam in charge, and he hurried and hastened towards At-Tur. He gave them clear instructions that they should follow him and that they should meet him at Mount At-Tur. When he arrived there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him what had happened among his community and his people, that Samiri had led them astray and had misguided them. When he comes back, he admonishes his people. He's in a state of anger, and he's in a state of grief. And he began rebuking them for what they had done. They started presenting different excuses before Musa alayhi salam, and they blamed it on Samiri, that he was the one who took the ornament and the gold and the silver, jewelry, whatever we carried from Egypt, and he lit the fire. He melted it, and from the molten ornament, he then made this calf for us, and he instructed us to worship this calf, telling us that it is our ilah, and that it is even your ilah, O Musa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 89 of Surah Taha, أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ. Could they not think, could they not see, أَلَّا يَرَجِعُ إِلَيْهِمْ قَوْلًا, that this calf, or this idol, this god that they had made, could not respond to them with even a single statement. Simple thing, those who worship these type of objects, can they not see that it cannot move? It was manufactured by their very hand, and it can be easily destroyed and reduced to dust. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do they not think, do they not see that it cannot respond to them qawlan with even a single response, with one statement even. وَلَا يَمْلِكُ لَهُمْ ضَرٌّ وَلَا نَفْعٌ.